Real Football Club tonight have announced that Niall McGuinness has signed a new contract to be with the club through to the summer of 2018. With Niall at the moment, reactions to the news?
Yeah, I'm delighted. It's fantastic for myself, and it just gives me that stability now to carry on building what we've started. And obviously, I'm very proud to be able to represent my hometown and hopefully bring the success back that the club once had.
And hopefully the news will be seen as positive for yourself and the squad, an endorsement of the work that's been carried out over the last 6 months this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes people fail to recognise the hard work behind the scenes and things of restructuring, not just on the pitch but off it as well, and the hard work that goes in from the volunteers and stuff. So, it's been a tough sort of 6 months, but I think we're in a lot healthier position now, and we're stable, and I think, to be honest with you, we're building sort of ahead of what we should be in my eyes. I think the side have really impressed so far, and it's been up and down, which we expected and we knew it would be, but we've performance wise and stuff, we've given tough opposition some real tough games. When you look at Connish Key last week, that were in Europe last year, and they're a very good side. And we've ran them really close, which we probably didn't expect at the start of the season. So it just shows how far we've come, really.
And people often say learning on the job's the best way to develop experience. It's probably been quite a steep learning curve over the 6 months, but feel that potentially we're going to move forward even further over the next few months in the season.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. The toughest was last season coming in. It's not my team, so it was almost, people say, thrown in the deep end, but you learn so much from things like that, and it only stands you in good stead. So hence the reason I was never going to turn down the opportunity to manage such a big football club, and obviously something that's close to my heart. So but no, that stands us in good stead, and I'd like to think the more we're together, the more input I have with the lads, and the more input the new staff have and stuff, and as a club I only think we'll grow stronger. Yeah,
I think one of the positives for a lot of supporters this season has been the high number of players that have been playing for the club from the North Wales area. And we've seen quite a few players who've been in the academy, being on the substitutes bench and making appearances off the bench. Is that something that you want to progress further over the next few months?
Yeah, definitely. I think you've got to have that youth system, especially when you're in a position, like I said, of ourselves. We're not obviously one of the teams that are funded. We're self-funded, really, by things that we can raise ourselves and stuff. So we need that youth structure and giving players opportunities. If you look at some of the players that have played for us, they'd never in a million years have been given an opportunity. And I'd like that the likes of Jordan Millers of the world, Dolly Buckley's that were playing 3-4 divisions below, and they've held their own, and they're local to us, and they've come through the system. Zayak as well, he's stepped in now and he's been fantastic for us. So it's just giving them players that are local that maybe never had the opportunities, being able to give them and to see them taking them as well is fantastic for me as a manager. Yeah.
Cheers, thanks, Niall.
Thank you.